The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. It's time to bring out the Better Worldian in all of us. Welcome to Better Worldians Radio with your hosts, Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel. Better Worldians Radio inspires you with the people and ideas that are making the world a better place. You'll hear how small acts can make a big difference every day. Now, here are Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory.
Hi, this is Ray Hansel. Welcome to Better Worldians Radio. Better Worldians Radio is a weekly broadcast whose mission is to uplift and inspire you to make the world a better place. Every week we are speaking with best-selling authors, film producers, TED speakers, happiness experts, and also everyday folks just like you whose small acts make a big difference. We call these people Better Worldians. And speaking of Better Worldians, let me introduce you to my co-host, Mary Sue Hansel and Gregory Hansel. Mary Sue has been a successful entrepreneur and business executive for over 30 years. She's also an avid practitioner of the healing arts, positive psychology, and spirituality. Now, here's my life partner, Mary Sue.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be here with you today to share all the good that's being done in the world. Now, let me also introduce Gregory Hansel. Gregory has a background in philosophy and world religions, and most importantly, has spent over 15 years at the intersection of technology, social causes, and big ideas.
Hi, this is Greg. Thank you all for joining us today here on Better Worldians Radio. Let me first tell you just a bit about my dad, Ray. He's a serial entrepreneur who successfully founded and with Mary Sue took public a national marketing firm. Giving back's always been really important to Dad, who supports cancer research, disabled children, and disadvantaged family, among many other causes. And by the way, we're the family team that created the popular social game on Facebook called A Better World. It rewards players for doing good deeds while helping to raise money and awareness for charities. To date, over 13 million good deeds have been done in A Better World. We have a very special show this week on Better Worldians Radio. We have two guests joining us today to talk about a mission to end bullying. This month, Angels and Doves is our featured charity partner in our game on Facebook, A Better World. For all the good our players do in the game this month, A Better World will be making a donation at the end of the month to help advance the mission to end bullying.
Our first guest today is Kim Harvey, the co-founder of Angels and Doves, a nonprofit with the mission to end bullying. With a background in psychology, Kim travels to schools to speak with students about the effects of bullying. Kim is the creator of a line of no-bully products, shirts, school notebooks, and matching backpacks. Kim is also the author of The Bully Book, a workbook for children that teaches about bullying and aggression. Also joining us a little later today is country singer Josie Milner. Josie Milner is a part-time teen, part-roadworthy country starlet, and at only 18 years old, she turned heads and changed hearts with her debut U.S. single, Not Pretty Enough. The song, which we'll be hearing later in the show, thrust Josie into the country music spotlight, launching her anti-bullying campaign with Angels and Doves, earning her a 2013 Independent Country Music Award nomination for Promising Young Artist, a top 10 Hottest New Artist designation, and a number one single on the world's first independent country music chart, Indie World. Josie's latest single is the aptly titled Cowgirls. We'll talk with Josie in just a bit, but first, let's welcome aboard Kim Harvey. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today, and welcome to Better Worldians Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, let me start out by saying that you started Angels and Doves, a nonprofit with a goal to put an end to bullying with your mother just 3 years ago. What inspired you to start that organization?
The fact that my mother and I were seeing that very, very young children were actually taking their own lives. And these were children that were 8, 9, and 10 years old, and neither one of us could believe it. And what was more horrifying is that they were actually hanging themselves somewhere in their homes or around their homes. And the fact that they knew how to do it and that they were depressed enough to find out how to do it and that it was related to being bullied. So because I had a background in psychology from college, my mother actually came up with the name of the charity, and then I put my education behind the charity, and we just immediately started doing things. We became a 501c3, which makes us a nonprofit with the IRS, and I started calling schools, and all of a sudden I found myself being interviewed on television every couple of weeks. So there was a real need for what we were doing, and we were really welcomed with open arms.
Mm. Now, you actually go to schools to talk about the effects of bullying. Can you tell us a little bit about that work?
Yes. So far, I've actually spoken to a little over 10,000 students in three states, and quite frankly, I wish that it was 100,000 students. I do go out, I do speak in schools, I work within their class period so it doesn't disrupt the school's day, and I speak to all grade levels all the way up to grade 12. The presentation is suited for the age range. So if I'm speaking to elementary students, it's a little bit different and more on their age level. But when I'm speaking to the 8th graders through the 12th graders, it is more in detail. My program is not a puppet show. It's not a dog and pony show. It is serious, and it's based on facts and pictures and statistics. And we talk about suicide, you know, not to scare them, but with the permission of the school's principal and counselors, we do talk about the fact that children that are terribly bullied are committing suicide. And, you know, when I'm there speaking in the school and I'm watching the students react as I'm saying these things, it's like they've heard about it, but they didn't really believe that it might be true. So it's a whole different scenario when they actually hear about it and see pictures and see someone speaking about it.
Mm, my goodness. Now, you not only talk to people who are bullied, but from what I understand, you also talk about the bullies themselves. What do you say to somebody who's a bully?
You know, that's a very good question. And with my background in psychology, but also with my background for just loving people, you know, we have to love one another first and foremost, and we have to love everybody, and we have to support and uplift other people. So my dedication to trying to end bullying is to also support the bully and show them that I love them too and show them that other people love them. And, you know, when you soften a person's heart, typically it softens them immediately. So when I speak to the bully, I let them know that we understand that they must be having a serious problem in their life, or they wouldn't be bullying other people. And that's how I approach them, and typically it makes them soften and convert, and they change while I'm there for that hour speaking to their school.
That's really incredible. What has been one of the more rewarding experiences that you've had at these schools?
I'm sorry, one of the more rewarding
experiences you've had as you speak at the school.
Yes. Well, and it's kind of an extension of what I was just mentioning. Actually, the last school that I spoke at, it was middle school. And I was talking about bullying, and I actually saw 5 students begin to cry in the bleachers. And when the convocation was over, a group of girls came down from the bleachers to speak to me in person and to, you know, shake hands, and we always hug. And they asked me if I saw the students that started crying, and I said that I did. And they said, "Do you realize that those were the bullies?" And I said, "No." And they told me that they were the bullies, and that I had reached them on such a deep level that they went to the principal's office and said, we listened to what Kim said. We feel so badly. We will never, ever bully again, and we want to apologize. That was the most rewarding thing that has happened in all the schools that I've spoken to.
What a wonderful experience for you to have, and also for those kids. So let's talk a bit about your angel ambassador, country music artist Josie Milder, who will be joining us in a minute. Now, you're partnering with Josie to help spread this anti-bullying, I should say stop bullying, message. Tell us about how that partnership came to be.
Well, I think music is a beautiful thing in people's lives. And, you know, music is very uplifting. It doesn't matter what type of music it is. If it's your type of music, it makes you happy. It makes your heart sing. It's uplifting. And Josie's manager contacted me and showed me Josie and let me listen to her music and said that she had a heart to end bullying. And, you know, anytime a teenager takes a stand against something, I think that that's phenomenal. She could be doing a million things as a teenager, but she has actually embraced a cause and her heart is in it. And I think that that is just tremendous. And then additionally, she's a very beautiful young girl and she sings terrifically. So, you know, Josie wants to hold more concerts, bigger concerts, and tour more and help raise funds at her shows so that she can give a percentage to Angels and Doves to help us get into more schools. And additionally, we want to begin taking Josie with us into the schools so that she can sing after I've actually given my presentation. It's a really, it's a beautiful partnership.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. We're looking forward to hearing her voice and also hearing this wonderful song that seems like it's a bit of an anthem for the
yes,
the Stop Bullying movement. And I can certainly resonate with the fact that music is being a really a powerful vehicle to carry this message. We're going to take a break right now. I'd like to offer this challenge to our listeners. If you know someone whose acts, no matter how small, are making a difference in the lives of other people, we'd sure love to hear about them. So tweet us at hashtag BetterWorldian so we can let the BetterWorldian community know. When we come back, we'll talk with country singer Josie Milder about her part in this mission to end bullying. In the meantime, you can learn more at BetterWorldians.com. And follow our live tweets at twitter.com/BetterWorldians. We'll be right back now.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
How can we make it a better world?
I think we can make it a better world if we had peace among each other.
Everybody needs to help their neighbor, and then it will spread from then on.
I should do more.
I could do more. I spend so much time on Facebook.
How much time do I spend on Facebook?
Probably more than I should be spending.
I would definitely get back if I could find the time.
Now you can help others just by playing a game on Facebook. It's called A Better World. Share your hopes and dreams. Do good deeds. Make a difference. And have fun. Become a Better Worldian. Join a community where all good deeds get rewarded. Log in today to find out how you can make a difference every day.
For more information, visit facebook.com/abetterworld.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iRadioBlog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
This is Better Worldians Radio with a family team of Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel. To connect with the show today, please call us at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send us an email to radio@betterworldians.com. Now, back to Better Worldians Radio.
Hi, we're back with Kim Harvey and Josie Milner. We'll have more with them in a moment, but first, I'd like to share some big news here at Better Worldians Radio. We've recently launched a worldwide kindness campaign. We're challenging Better Worldians around the globe to watch a 2-minute video that illustrates the power of kindness. When we reach 1 million views, we will release funds for surgeries that will allow 10 kids in the developing world to walk for the first time. Please watch the video, share it with your friends at colorwithkindness.com. That's colorwithkindness.com. And now let's welcome country singer Josie Milner to the show.
Hi, Josie. It's Mary Sue.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. You know, Josie, you're embarking on a country music career, and on this journey, you've discovered Angels and Doves. Why did you decide it was an organization you wanted to partner with?
You know, I decided that they'd be a great one to partner with because of what they're doing. You know, bullying is such a huge problem now, and, you know, the suicide part of it is just such a huge problem. And you never want to hear someone taking their life because they feel like that's the only way out of a situation. And, you know, for them to be really focused on preventing the bullying suicides, I just thought that was amazing. I mean, you hear of organizations that, of course, are wanting to end bullying, but you're not seeing people who want to specifically help end bullying suicides. And, you know, I just thought it was great for them to really be focusing on that, and I really wanted to be able to take part into it and to really kind of step up. And so that's how I feel the same way. I feel like everyone should feel the same. No one should feel like they're not good enough to be here anymore.
What exactly is your role with Angels and Doves?
My role is just kind of get the word out about Angels and Doves and just kind of talk about what they're doing. And then hopefully here soon I'll be able to go around to some schools and talk to, along with Angels and Doves, you know, kind of be at the schools with them during the presentations and perform afterwards. And, of course, at my shows I talk about them all the time and try and help, like, try and get the money to get to them for them to be able to go to schools for them to have the presentation. So it's just kind of a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that sounds great. It sounds good that you'll be doing concerts and helping to donate to the cause. It's a wonderful cause. Have you heard stories from your fans that have really reinforced your commitment to anti-bullying?
Definitely. Whenever I released Not Pretty Enough, I had a lot of feedback from that song, and I had so many people message me on Facebook or find me at shows and just tell me how much that song really impacted me or impacted them because of that song. And, you know, it's really heartwarming to know that my song has made a difference to some people, and that's fitting in for such a good cause. I think the most heartwarming story for me was actually my grandmother, a lady that she works with. She listens to my song every day because she says it just helps her get through that day just a little bit better. And, you know, for her to really take on that song, to really love that song as much as she does, for it to make her day better and have a smile on her face because of that song, it's just really nice to know that people appreciate it.
Did you say it was your grandmother?
I'm like one of the workers that my grandmother works with.
Oh, that's great. Now, Josie, have you ever experienced bullying firsthand yourself?
I have never been a victim myself, but I have witnessed it. I am still in high school, so of course it's going to be something that I'm going to see. You know, and every time I have seen, I've stepped up to do something about it. There's actually one time where my friend in class, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, but she just decided to throw a piece of paper at a classmate across the room just because she felt like it. And, you know, that might not seem like a huge thing, but it is still bullying. And I turned around. I was like, what are you doing right now? Are you serious? Can you really just do that? And, you know, she just was just kind of taken back by it because she didn't think it was that big of a deal. And, you know, I definitely do take a stand against any kind of act, even as small as that.
So what was your message to these kids that you've seen being bullied?
You know, my message to them is just to keep your head high and don't ever let someone tell you that you're not worth being here. We all breathe the same air and we all should be allowed the same opportunities no matter what. And, you know, even if your interests are different, how you dress is different or anything on that basis, there's no reason you should be picked on because of what makes you happy. And so you just got to make sure you have the good people in your life that are there to make you smile, make you feel like you're worthy of it. And you just can't let the people who are trying to tear you down, you can't let them tear you down. You just have to push it back in your mind. Talk to people about it. Make sure that they're aware that things are being done so the situation can be taken care of. And just keep a high head on your shoulders and be able to get through it.
Have you had a case where you've had to back down a bully and stand up for somebody else, you know, one of your schoolmates?
Like I said, there's been many instances where I've had to stand up, even if it's a friend who's been picking on someone or if it's been a friend that's been picked on. No matter what, even if I am friends with them, if they're being the bully, I always stand up for it. I don't believe it's right at all. And even if I am friends with them, I won't be friends with them just because of that reason. It's not right. And so you got to take a stand against it. You can't just let it happen.
Now, do you see it quite a bit?
Not as much, honestly, as I used to. I used to see it quite often whenever I was a freshman. But now that I'm in high school, I think people maybe are just maturing a little bit more or something's getting into them to where they realize it's not right. But it's definitely, I don't believe it's as bad as it used to be, which is a very good thing, I guess you could consider.
Oh, that's great. And I guess you'll be training with Kim. What have you done that kind of training with her so far?
I have not. You know, we haven't really had a chance to be able to go out and meet up a whole lot and talk about a whole lot of things because we're live in two different states and kind of have two different schedules. But, you know, with me graduating here soon, I'll definitely have a lot more free time to be able to kind of really join up with them and really hit things hard.
Very interesting. We really would love to hear your song, Not Pretty Enough. So we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to introduce Josie Milner, Not Pretty Enough. Here she is.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Right through me, I live by
was great. I love that song. What kind of feedback have you gotten from that? You started to say a little bit about that before, Josie.
I have gotten such a great response from that song, and, you know, it did really well for me. It went number one on the independent country music charts, and it's done really well on a couple other music charts. A lot of people have said they've downloaded it, and a lot of people I know that don't even like country music downloaded it because they love the song. So, you know, it makes me very proud to know that I was able to record it and that a lot of people have enjoyed that song.
What do you hope your fans take away from your song, Not Pretty Enough?
You know, I hope they take away from it that it's just kind of a really strong message song, and you know exactly what the lyrics say. Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? It's just, you know, it's about someone who feels like they're not good enough, and you know, you just have to make sure that you have the good people around you that make you feel like you're loved, and make you feel like you are worth being here. And you know, there are going to be times it's going to be really hard to get through some situations, but you just have to keep pushing on. You have to just keep making sure that you know you are good enough.
That's great. You know, we really wanted to figure out why you picked that song. Was that something that you've heard before? Did someone say when you were younger that you weren't pretty enough?
That song, actually, you know, that song was sent to me by my manager, Michael, and I've heard it. I heard that song actually a couple years before he sent it over to me, and once he sent it over to me again, it was just like, wow, this is such a good song. I really, really need to do this one. And for me, I think it's the verses that really grabbed a hold of my attention. Whenever I listen to a new song, it's always the lyrics that I think of and listen to first. And so, you know, the verses, whenever I first listen to them, they're just such strong little verses, and I think they're absolutely beautiful. So that's what really grabbed a hold of my attention on that song.
Neat. Now, as you get fame, you know, growing your fame, you're really getting popular. Now we see your songs going up in the charts. But as you get to fame, do you find your schoolmates treating you differently?
Oh, definitely not. All my friends still treat me the same that they did whenever I was in kindergarten. I've grown up in the same school district all my life. And so I've grown up with a group of friends that I have. So I pretty much know everyone. They know who I am. They know what I do. And, they don't treat me any different. You know, they're always asking me where my next show is going to be or if there's anyone famous that I've got to meet yet or anything like that. So they just ask me questions about it. But they don't treat me any different.
That's great. Yes, we see all your posts on Facebook about how popular you're becoming. And we're really rooting for you, especially since you're fighting bullying. Now, how do you see music as being a powerful tool in fighting bullying and building self-esteem in people?
You know, music is just one of the languages it's like the international language. Pretty much everyone listens to music. And, you know, it's a great way to get the message through since everyone does listen to it. And, you know, no matter what genre is, no matter who listens to it, it's still going to be a great way to get a point across. And, you know, I think it's songs all the time are being recognized because of what they stand for. And, you know, I think the song is a song to be recognized because of what it stands for. And so, you know, like I said, it's just everyone listens to music, so it's definitely a very, very great way to get a message out about something.
Now, has music helped you personally get through hard times?
Do what?
Has the music that you're into, helped you personally get through your own hard times?
Oh, definitely, all the time. If there's any moment where I feel like this career is just getting too hard, or I don't know if I can do it anymore, or if I'm ever just sad because of a bad day at school or anything like that, music is always right there. It's the first thing I grab a hold of. I grab a hold of my headphones, and I grab a hold of my MP3 player, and I just start listening to music, and it cheers me right up. It's always been there for me. It's always something I've always turned to in case I've ever needed. Just kind of a couple minutes to myself just to really regain myself and my thoughts. And it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those things that no matter what I'm doing, no matter how sad I am or how depressed I am, it just cheers me right back up.
That's great. Now, what is the one thing you would want to tell a fan of yours that is being bullied?
You know, I would just like to tell them that I'm always here for anyone who is ever needing any kind of help. I'm more than happy to talk to anyone, help them get through a situation. And like I was mentioning before, you can't let someone just push you down. You have to be able to take a stand yourself. And if not, tell someone so they can be there to back you up. Things get hard sometimes. I witnessed it firsthand. I've dealt with it firsthand. And, you know, people can be extremely cruel and extremely horrible. But, you know, the words are going to hurt. But you can't let them really get to you. You have to be able to keep a good head on your shoulders. Have to make sure you have the good loving people around you. And, you know, you just got to push through it because you'll be able to get through it. And like I keep saying, what I love to say is everyone has the same opportunities. Everyone breathes the same air. So everyone should be treated the same way.
That's wonderful.
Well, this has been an amazing session with you and also with Kim, Josie. This is incredible work that you're doing. Actually, we're really proud that we're featuring this for the Better Worldian listener audience right now. It's incredible stuff. It's needed in a very big way. I think music is obviously a great venue for this, and it's a wonderful timing for you to join in this movement and carry that banner in a very, very positive way for both the Angels and Dove organization, and also to do so in a way that really sort of showcases your talents as well. We're gonna take another break in a moment here, but before we do, we wanted to let you know that we will be featuring the Josie Milner Collection in our A Better World social game. Inside the Facebook game itself, you'll find Josie Milner merchandise to accessorize characters in the game and to decorate your virtual home. You can find the Josie Milner Collection by playing our game at facebook.com/abetterworld. When we come back, we'll talk more with both Josie Milner and Kim Harvey and advance this mission of anti-bullying and stop bullying as much as we can. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between, discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
How can we make it a better world?
I think we can make it a better world if we had peace among each other.
Everybody needs to help their neighbor, and then it will spread from then on.
I should do more.
I could do more. I spend so much time on Facebook.
How much time do I spend on Facebook?
Probably more than I should be spending.
I would definitely get back if I could find the time.
Now you can help others just by playing a game on Facebook. It's called A Better World. Share your hopes and dreams. Do good deeds. Make a difference. And have fun. Become a Better Worldian. Join a community where all good deeds get rewarded. Log in today to find out how you can make a difference every day.
For more information, visit facebook.com/abetterworld.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN. This is Better Worldians Radio with a family team of Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel. To connect with the show today, please call us at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send us an email to radio@betterworldians.com. Now, back to Better Worldians Radio.
Hi, we're back with Kim Harvey and Josie Milner, who together have a mission to stop bullying.
Hi, Kim. And hi, Josie. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I have a couple questions for you both, if you don't mind. Josie, my first question is for you. You know, through this whole campaign to stop bullying with Angels and Doves, I'm wondering, what do you feel like you've learned about people you know, through your work there. Has it changed you? Has it changed your outlook?
I definitely do think it has changed my outlook. You know, just kind of really getting to talk to people and see what situations they've encountered and what things they've had to go through. It's really just kind of opened my eyes to really realize that things like this do happen. They happen almost every day. And, you know, just to kind of see the hurt that happens and see how it does affect people. It doesn't just affect the person that it happens to, but it affects the whole family and all their friends. And, you know, just to see how many people it does affect, it's really kind of opened my eyes. But I think that's one thing that I really take into aspect whenever I am looking at a situation like this. I want to make sure that people don't have to go through the suffering or the pain or anything that's due that comes with bullying. So it just kind of gives me a more, I want to say, positive outlook on life. I definitely try to talk to people as much as I can, encourage them as much as I can, and just kind of compliment them and, you know, just kind of really uplift their spirit.
Sure. I mean, I imagine you've seen some of the darker moments, but also I think some of the lighter moments. Have you had a sense of really seeing people there for each other and seeing the effect that your ambassadorship and your songs, your music has on your fans?
Oh, yes. And, you know, whenever you get to see the people kind of backing up a victim of bullying or just backing up someone who's gone through a hard time, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, just kind of see the kindness up there. That there is in someone's heart and how much they do care about another person, not just themselves. It's really kind of a beautiful thing. And, you know, be able to witness it, it just warms your heart. It's one of those things that it just, you can't help but have a smile on your face.
Sure. Sure. What's your most important moment or your favorite memory since you've been an ambassador?
There's been quite a few things happening. I think one of my most important, it kind of came within a dark time. I know this radio DJ who one of their close family friends' children actually committed suicide because of bullying, and they reached out to me to kind of help them through the situation. They wanted me to really get the word out about there and help them with the situation that was going on and, you know, like help make posters for the school and help just kind of talk about it. And so even though it was a really bad part of their life, I was really fortunate. I was really kind of proud to be a part of it, to know that they could reach out to me and to know that I was someone that they really looked up to for that kind of thing.
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, it seems to us, and just judging by the growth in your fan base to everybody else, that you're at the beginning of what looks like to be a very promising career. And so I'm curious, what are your goals moving forward, both with your singing career, but also with Angels and Doves and Anti-Bullying?
You know, of course, with my singing career, I want to take it as far as I can. And, you know, the big spotlight and the big stage and all the crowds and the fans and everything. But I do want to keep Angels and Doves along with me. You know, you always hear about stars having this certain organization that they're really involved with. And I do, Angels and Doves is that one organization that I want to keep with me. You know, like I said, I love what they're doing. I think it's a great organization, especially for them. Just be focused on bullying suicides. And, you know, I think it's such a strong message of what they're sending out there anyways. And I just think they're an amazing organization. So I want to be able to do as much as I can with all the power that I can, just to kind of be able to help them out as much as I can so they can really kind of help make a difference or really, really stop the bullying and the suicides going on.
So what's next between here and, you know, the Josie Milner airplane? What's the next step?
Future, you know, of course, just keep playing out with my band, just keep building this career as much as I can. I've really been traveling a lot lately to different states and meeting a whole bunch of people. And, you know, it's just what you have to do. You just have to go out there and talk to people and get your music out there and get your name out there and just really build with it and work with it.
What do you think would be, you know, having, you know, what would it mean to make it, both in your career but also for ending bullying?
For my career, I'll start with that one first. I think for me to make it, I've always dreamed of performing on the Grand Ole Opry stage or the Ryman Auditorium. So I think if I was able to get to that point, I think I'll be pretty satisfied and pretty happy with it. You know, it's always the best artists and the best entertainers that I get to perform on the stages. So once I get to that point, I think I'll be really happy. And, you know, with Angels and Doves and the bullying, you know, just to really see the suicide rates drop and the bullying rates drop, not just by a couple percent, but drastically, I think that would really kind of show that things are working out and things are really starting to make a difference.
That's great. Well, thank you, Josie. We are rooting for you. You've got a great voice and a great sound, and we think you're going to make it. So we're very excited to see what happens next for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Now, Kim, thank you for patiently waiting. I was hoping we could turn back to you for a few questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So, Kim, I know parents worry about their kids being bullied, but they also worry that their kids might, in fact, be a bully themselves. In fact, I think I mentioned to you in a break or in a previous conversation about someone I know who said that they found their kids had been bullying someone at school. So how do parents keep their kids from becoming a bully? And what advice do you give to those parents?
You know, a great way to keep your children from becoming the bully is don't bully them at home. Don't expect them to be a straight-A student. Don't try to make them the star basketball player. Parents, sometimes, if they're too hard on their children and try to perfect them and get them involved in too many things, it's too much pressure. And the children end up feeling bullied and go to school and try to bully other people so that they can balance out that imbalance of power that they're feeling at home. So that is definitely one instance that I can think of. The other thing is sometimes a child is being bullied by somebody that the parents don't even know about. It could be one of their siblings. It could be the babysitter. It could be a relative. And they don't even know that that is going on. And then their child goes to school and becomes the bully again because they're looking for a balance of power. So make sure, if you're a parent, that you're highly involved in your child's life. And if they look sad, it means that they are sad. If they're not eating, there's a reason. If they're not talking, there's a reason. Don't feel that you are stepping into their space and interfering. It's much better to get right in there and talk to them and find out what's going on in their life so that something bad does not end up happening.
Well, you know, that's interesting. You brought up two sort of sources for bullying that I think a lot of people don't think a lot about. You know, one of them was, you know, stress, anxiety, pressure, expectations, sort of that whole group of things. And also this idea that it sounds like bullying begets bullying. Could you say something about those kind of core causes?
Well, again, bullying is an imbalance of power. It's a psychologically based imbalance of power. So typically, a bullied person becomes a bully because they have to find, we all have to find, a balance of power. No human being can be controlled by another person without, you know, rebelling. It's uncomfortable. It's not normal. So as children are growing up and trying to find themselves and trying to go through all of the emotional changes and physical changes that they're going through, the last thing that they need is being controlled in an improper manner. And that's why our kids become bullies.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know you've created a whole line of products to promote anti-bullying, including authoring the bully book. Could you tell us a little bit about that book?
I wrote the book so that I could try and save children from harming themselves and give them some type of an outlet. The book is supposed to be their friend, and it's interactive, which is unique. It's a fill-in-the-blank, draw pictures, and I don't want it to sound too elementary because it was written and published for students up through the seventh grade. And Tate Publishing actually published the book and really seemed to, you know, support the book because they felt that it was a suicide prevention tool.
That's great.
So I highly recommend that schools add it to their curriculum for grades 1 through 7. And we really, you know, suggest that parents pick up the book and use it at home with their children.
That's amazing. Well, I know that in 3 years, you've spoken to more than 10,000 kids. What are your goals going forward?
You know, I'd like to be speaking to about 70,000 students a year. And certainly the time is there for it. It is the funding that is lacking. And, you know, we're very hopeful that at some point several large corporations, several large sponsors will come on board and support us and what we're doing and put their brand or their logo on our charity and as well support us, you know, with some sponsorship money and funding that will take us out into the schools across the country.
Well, you have great plans then, and you mentioned you need this funding. Just tell the listeners at home, how can they help?
Well, you know, certainly follow Josie and Angels and Doves both on our websites. Follow us both on our charity Facebook pages. And we list our donation link regularly on our Facebook page. We have a wonderful website that's educational. It's a great place where teens and students can blog and meet other people and get help. And it's a great tool for teachers and parents to log on and get information and donate as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for letting everyone know. Where is the website?
The website is angelsanddoves.com. And our Twitter feed and our Facebook links are both on our website.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take some questions now from our listeners. Let's see. Mike from New York asks to Kim, is it important first to shift the predominant perception of bullying from the dismissive let kids be kids or toughen up to the acceptance that some children are tormented to the point of misery? In other words, how can we best help those kids despite that perception?
Well, you know, we first have to make sure that children, students are not being told that bullying is just a part of growing up, because that is not true. No child should go through bullying. And people often ask, is bullying different than it used to be? Absolutely it is. It is intentional. It's harmful. It is detrimental. Bullying is done on purpose. It is not a way of toughening up kids. It is a way that causes students to go inside themselves into a very dark world and, again, ultimately commit suicide. So bullying is unnatural, it's abnormal, and it should not be tolerated.
Well, thank you, Mike, for that question, and thank you, Kim, for that answer. Also, a question from Nancy from Pennsylvania. How do you get a boy to recognize that they are bullying others? I've heard adult bullies state that they are correct in their behavior because that's them. What do you say to that?
well, you know, we're all humans and we all want to be treated well, point blank. So no matter what age we are or what gender we are, we all want to be treated well and with respect, period.
Thank you, Nancy. And one more question from Kim from Karen in Ontario, Canada. She asks, many bullies continuing their bullying as adults, how do coworkers and teachers and service people and healthcare workers deal with them?
Let me start by saying that if schools bring a presentation into their a professional presentation on anti-bullying into their school, it reduces bullying by 50%. That is a huge statistic. So I encourage all educators and schools and parents to try and rally around the idea of having a presentation brought in. Therefore, we might not have as many adults acting out still with aggression and bullying if they had heard about it in school. If someone's being bullied as an adult, absolutely they should go to someone and report it, because at any age it is inappropriate and it is unacceptable, and there are many people that want to help anybody at any age to protect themselves from being bullied.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Karen. You know, it brings up some interesting questions. I had never thought about this before, and maybe this is crazy, but, you know, do you think people always do realize when they're bullying that they've become a bully?
Do I think that people realize they are bullies?
Yeah, that they've become a bully, or that they all bully. I mean, there's probably some obvious examples, but I do wonder whether, just based on Nancy's for Pennsylvania's question, do some people not even realizing that they're doing it?
You know, based on statistics and research, bullying is intentional. So I believe that people do know they're bullying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense to me. So let me ask you, you know, what's the one thing you'd want to say to the bullies out there?
Soften your heart. If there's something on your mind, talk to somebody. We know you don't want to be the bully. We know you don't want to be the bully. So reach out to anybody, us, a friend, somebody, and share your heart and change your ways.
And what's your final message, one more takeaway for the listeners at home who are bullied? What do you want to say to them? What's the one thing you want them to hear?
I'm sorry, to me or to Josie?
That's a question to you. I'm sorry.
The last thing that I'd like to say is that we all have emotions, and negative emotions are very harmful. They're very hurtful. They're very critical. And the person who is the bully knows that all too well because it's already happening in their life, and they are just acting out what is already happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't do to somebody else what is harming you and hurting you, but turn it the other way. See if you can help somebody. See if you can be nice to somebody and maybe turn it into something that's positive and turn away from hurting somebody just because you are being hurt.
That's a great answer. This is Ray. Hi, Kim, again. I just wanted to ask another question, and that is, do people inadvertently witness a bully bullying somebody and inadvertently pile on and then begin to feel worse? Why did I add to that misery? And what would you say if that does happen to people who witness? It's almost like the third man in rule in hockey or something like that that actually makes things even worse.
Yeah, here's what happens. In school, students are vulnerable and impressionable, and they sometimes rally around the bully and become the co-bullies. But what we're finding is that they only do it for a short period of time, and then they don't like it, and they typically drop away and lose interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if we can point that out to people, maybe perhaps they see it themselves, but I think it's important as you share your message that and I'm sure they are seeing that as well.
You know, one last question for you, actually. You know, I think about my time in high school as a young man. You know, sometimes I think people see bullying happening, but they don't have the courage to speak up about it. And what would you say to those people out there listening, you know, how to help them, you know, do what they need to do to help the situation?
I'm so glad you brought that up. We're all responsible for helping other people. So if anybody witnesses bullying, you need to go get another person immediately. We should not stand there. We should not watch. We should not act helpless. We should not say, oh, I don't want to get involved. We are human beings helping other human beings. And if we see someone that is being harmed mentally or physically or verbally, we should go get another person immediately to come help.
Kim and Josie, this has been an excellent program. We really thank you for coming on board. By the way, everybody, Kim has a lot of great plans for the future for Angels and Doves, but she needs your help. You can find out more and donate to this important cause by going to angelsanddoves.com. Also, to find out more about Josie Milner or to buy her music, you can go to reverbnation.com/Josie Milner. Josie and Kim, once again, we thank you so much for sharing your message and sharing your talents on the Better Worldians radio program today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're welcome, Josie. And by the way, we have an excellent lineup of guests in the coming weeks. And if you know an unsung Better Worldian who would make a great guest on our show, you can send us an email at radio@betterworldians.com. In the meantime, we'd like to thank everyone today for listening. You can join the Better Worldian community at betterworldians.com. And until next time, everybody, please be a better worldie.
Thank you again for helping make the world just a little bit better this week. Please join your hosts, Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel next Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. We hope we've inspired you to do one small thing to help make a big difference. Join us at BetterWorldians.com to tell us what you've done to change the world. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.